was wondering what brings you to Canada right now. Is it some particular occasion in your this year?
Yeah, and I've had a lot of discussion.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think why Shri Prabhupada is coming, he's visiting different centers around the world. Mm-hmm. I can fill you in on most of the details of about the society and dates and times and so on. You might prefer to ask Shri Prabhupada a little more about the philosophy of the world.
Oh, very well. Okay, I understand that this is an extension of Hindu religion. Is that not correct? No, it's not. Does it have any of the basic tenets of the Hindu religion?
There is no such word as Hindu religion. You do not know. There is no such word as Hindu religion. At least in the Vedas. The religion is translated into Sanskrit as characteristic. Religion is not a kind of name, just like chemical composition. A sugar is sweet. That is religion. Sugar must be sweet. Sugar cannot be pungent. Or chili must be pungent. If chili is sweet, you reject it. And sugar is pungent, you reject it. Similarly, our Vedic system is to train the human being to the ultimate goal of his life. That system is called Varnasram Dharma. Gradually training the person how to become perfect human being and understand the goal of his life. That is our activity. It is not meant for any particular sect or particular nation, no. It is meant for the whole human society. How to make them perfect in the goal of his life.
Through what means do you train the human being to become, to achieve his ultimate goal in life?
Yeah, to understand his spiritual identification. At the present moment, in this age, all over the world, things are passing off on the bodily concept of life. But we are not this body. That is the defect of modern civilization, that there are two things, one the body and the moving force which moving the body. But they are taking care of the body, but they have no information of the what is the moving force. They are presenting some foolish theories that the body is moving by chemical composition, by this, that, but actually they do not know what is there. The chemical composition is, what is that? Frankenstein or something?
Frankenstein.
These foolish things are going on. They think the body, by some chemical and physical combination and electric power, although they have not been able to do so, but still they theorize like that. In this way, the whole human society is going on. in a deep, ignorant place. So, that is the defect of the human society at the present moment. And we are trying to mend this defect by this Krishna consciousness movement. People are trying to understand. Our books have been very nicely received by the educated circle. We have got so many books. For the time, we have got about 54 books like this. This book is selling very nicely. Bhagavad Gita as it is. We have printed a recent edition. 350,000 copies. That is finished. Again, we are going to print 500,000 copies. So, it is a great science. Meant for all human beings, not for the Hindus or the Muslims or the Christians. Science, mathematics is meant for everyone. So it is spiritual science. Everyone should take advantage of it. Otherwise, what was the use of my... I have not come here to preach Hinduism. Then why you should take Hinduism? You are already Christian. The only use of replacing Christian religion to Hindu religion. We have no service. We are not after increasing the number of Hindus. We are after making the human being perfect in knowledge. That is all.
Do you believe then that there is more than one way?
There is only one way. Mm-hmm. Just like the spirit soul is within you and within me. That your skin may be white, my skin may be color, but within the spirit soul, what is there in you, what is that is in me also. There is nothing changed on account of the body. Therefore, to understand that spirit soul, there is only one way. There is no second, because it is not experimental, it is already there. If it is based on experiment and observation, then my experiment, your experiment may be different. But it is a fact that the soul is there, and as soon as the soul is gone from the body is a dead man, a lump of man. That we have to understand. Any gentleman, any sensible man can understand it, that soul is there, although we are changing body. That I, you were a child, that's a fact, but what is that child's body? Now your body is different. Is it not a fact? What do you think?
Yes.
So where is that body, your child's body?
Material,
okay. Material, I'm going to say, when you are on the lap of your mother, the body was so small. Now you are a young girl and you are, so where is that small body? That means you have changed body. But your mother knows that you are the same, my child. Because you have grown up or you have changed your body, your mother will not cry, you are, where is my child? She knows that my child is there, that she has changed body. Why these people do not understand this plain truth? Suppose you have come in this dress, next moment you come in another dress. But if I know you, I'll not mistake. Because you have changed your dress. Similarly, we are changing our dress. From baby to child to boy to young man to middle-aged man, constantly change, every moment. Medical science also say the blood corpuscles are changed every moment. So we are changing our body every moment. But still, we cannot understand that on account of change of body, the living force within the body does not change. Is that any difficulty to understand?
No. Does that mean then that your basic spirit then is innocent, basically? Like if it's the same spirit throughout your life from the moment you're born on, then it is innocent and you can achieve fullness?
Now, first of all, let us accept that the basic principle is the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether in innocent or wise, that we shall consider later. But first of all, the basic power is the spirit soul. First of all, we have to understand that the spirit soul is there always, although we are changing body. This first principle has, but they do not understand. This education is lacking.
Do you advocate then that one deny the body, like comforts and so forth, in order to...
No, I deny the body. It's like you are putting some type of dress. So dress is not unimportant. But real importance is you, the person. So where is that education about the real person? They are simply engrossed with the dress. This is going on. Such kind of mentality is there even in the cats and dogs. He is also thinking, I am this body. If a human being does not understand this fact, that he is not this body, he is changing his body, but his spirit soul, then he is no better than the cats and dogs. So we do not want to keep the human society in the category of cats and dogs. We want to raise them to the real understanding of his identification. That is our mission. It is neither Hindu religion or Muslim religion, this is science.
Okay. I notice all your followers obviously dress similarly and so forth.
We cannot get many followers because everyone is under this impression, I have this body. Mm-hmm. And to get him released from this conception, it's not so easy job. So we cannot expect many thousands or millions. Only selected, fortunate people will understand. But everyone can understand it. It is a very simple thing. But the modern education has made them so dull brain. They cannot understand, neither do they try to understand. Matter subject matter is very simple thing. That I am changing body, but in spite of my change of body, I am the spirit soul existing. This is the first understanding. I am not dead on account of my body being finished. That's my childhood body is finished. My boyhood body is finished, my youthhood body is finished, but I am exist. I can remember that I was in such body, I was in such body, in such circumstances. When I was a child, I was talking like this, I was jumping like this. But because that body is finished, I cannot do that. Now I have got a different body, I cannot jump like a child. The simple truth. But I know that I was jumping. That is not dream, that's a fact. But we are educated in such a foolish way that we cannot understand this simple truth. That has to be amended. Otherwise, there is no question of enlightenment in the human society.
found that it's any help. For instance, one of the followers here mentioned that the university here in Toronto is teaching your books and so forth. Do you feel that any contact with your ideas, well, not necessarily, but
it is not my idea. It is a bad
truth.
It is not my idea.
Do you think that is helping people realize themselves, or do they have to go into a more?
Yes, that you can ask my students. We have not bribed them. I am Indian, poor Indian. So why they are sticking to me? Ask them. They'll do that.
When was your first contact with the Hare Krishna?
About 5 years ago.
Okay. How did you come in contact?
Reading devotees and reading books. We had fewer books then. Mm-hmm. But we read also, we could read these books and not just for us. A little bit. What you say?
You were saying that you're not necessarily trying to get a large number of devotees, but you think there are a few people who are yet ready to accept.
Yes, anyone we can accept. If he is interested to become learned in the subject matter, he's welcome.
Follow your movement, the Hare Krishna movement, without necessarily going into a temple and concentrating on your teachings.
It's a kind of education. Mm-hmm. So to get that education, you have to go to an institution. If you want to get education in chemistry, you go to college. You have to come to the place where this is being taught. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you have to give up everything, but you have to take this push from the recognized authority.
Does it ever end? It's a
No, Bhagavad Gita is described as avirma. It means it's known. Mm-hmm. More and more.
But living in the temple is not necessary to engage in Krishna conscious activities. You can engage outside also. Take advantage of reading the books. Yes. Visiting the temple, chanting Hare Krishna.
Do you consider it then, your movement then basically as more of an educational movement than a religious movement?
Educate. It is that religious. But it is not man-made religious. As I have already explained, our idea of religion means that like the sugar, it must be sweet. It is not that in Europe sugar is not sweet, in India it is sweet. Sugar, wherever it is sweet. Similarly, the soul, the spirit soul, is the same everywhere. So the spirit soul is now embodied within this material body and is suffering on account of this material body. So we are teaching everyone how to get out of this material body and stay in his original spiritual body. This is our real mode. This is another way, another name is liberation. We are suffering within this body. Our suffering means on account of this body. So, if there is such science, how to continue our life without changing body? That science we are teaching. It is purely educational.
then that when your physical body dies,
yes,
that your spiritual body...
That I have already explained, that yes, your physical body, a child body, dead, gone. Mm-hmm. How you are living? The simple truth, you cannot understand, where is this child body? Where is that? Can you answer?
Child body?
Yeah, you had a body, a small child's body. Mm-hmm. Is it not?
Did, yes.
Idea? You are a child.
Yes, yes.
So where is that child's body?
The body says it's changed.
Changed or another body of God? Change means another body. Mm-hmm. If you raise your child, you get another. So it is simple truth. So you have got another body or another dress, but you are still living.
Right.
The simple truth they cannot understand as they are advanced in education.
Does that mean then that once the immediate corporeal body is dead, right? The one that you have.
Yeah. We have to conclude this is this God. Logic. That my, I've changed my body, still I am living. Therefore, when I change this body, I shall live.
Right.
This is the logic.
Does your spiritual body keep the same training?
Same, that is another. It's like you are in a different type of dress, I am in different type of dress. That's another thing. The dress may be changed in different time, but I, the owner of the dress, is the same. Now, a person, the same person, when his dress as a high court judge, he is dealing indifferently in the high court. And the same person, after giving up his garment of high court judge, he talks with the wife and children independently. Their wife does not address him, my lord. His wife calls her, Mr. John, why are you doing this? She has no respect. As the respect he gets in the court, man is the same. The circumstance is different.
So that means then that our society then gives certain people certain status just because of their job or whatever. That's not correct.
Yes. We must come to the correct position of our spiritual life, then it is perfection of life. Otherwise, you get in wrong. If the husband comes at home and the wife calls him by the name, John, come here. Oh, you are not addressing my lord? It will be ludicrous. He might be my lord in the court, but when he is in the family, the wife calls him by the name. So, with the change of dress, we are changing our name, circumstances, thoughts and everything. Therefore we find differentiation. American, Indian, Hindu, Muslim, black, white, this. These are all designations of the dress. And therefore we do not agree. As soon as I accept, identify myself with the dress, there will be disagreement. And as soon as every one of us know that this is superficial, this is dress, and spirit, so then there will be samasarvesu bhutesu, end of this verse, brahma bhuta prasannatmana sotati nakankati samasarvesu bhutesu madhyavati labhati param. So without this understanding, they have opened United Nations, keeping them cats and dogs, and they are simply barking, that's all. For the last 40 years, simply that barking. What achievement is there? Huh? And in your country, who is the president, give the black man same liberty? Lincoln. Because right, but actually there is some tension, black and white, because they are not on the spiritual platform.
In Canada, Prabhupada, it's the French and the English.
Everywhere, some tension. The Catholic, the Protestant, the black, the white, the Hindu, the Muslim. That must go on, because if we accept on the platform of dress or body, then there must be a... Well, read that verse and explain to
me. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service.
Equally disposed, as soon as knows that I am of this body and spirit soul, that there is no distinction. Just like two Americans go to India. So, when they understand that we are Americans, immediately their interests become one, although they are in the foreign country. That is psychology. Similarly, as soon as we come to the spiritual platform, there is no such distinction as black, white, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, everything is one. Samasarveshu bhuteshu. You are reading the part one?
Fourth, to the impersonalist, achieving the Brahma-Bhuta stage, becoming one with the Absolute, is the last word. But for the personalist or pure devotee, one has to go still further to become engaged in pure devotional service. This means that one who is engaged in pure devotional service to the Supreme Lord is already in a state of liberation called Brahma-Bhuta, oneness with the Absolute. Without being one with the Supreme, the Absolute, one cannot render service unto him. In the Absolute conception, there is no difference between the served and the servitor, yet the distinction is there in a higher spiritual sense. In the material concept of life, when one works for sense gratification, there is misery. But in the absolute world, when one is engaged in pure devotional service, there is no misery. The devotee in Krishna consciousness has nothing to lament or desire. Since God is full, a living entity who is engaged in God's service, in Krishna consciousness, becomes also full of himself. He is just like a river cleansed of all dirty water. Because a pure devotee has no thought other than Krishna, he is naturally always joyful. He does not lament for any material loss or gain, because he is full in service of the world. He has no desire for material enjoyment, because he knows that every living entity is the fundamental part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and therefore eternally his servant. He does not see in the material world someone is higher and someone is lower. Higher and lower positions are ephemeral, and a devotee has nothing to do with ephemeral appearances or disappearances. For him, stone and gold are of equal value. This is the Brahma-Bhuta stage, and this stage is attained very easily.
This Brahma-Bhuta stage, the spiritual stage, we want to bring everyone to this spiritual stage. That is in Samasana. We are not on the material stage, therefore it is a little difficult to understand. Everyone is on the material stage, but we are working on the spiritual stage. But the spirit and matter, we can distinguish. Without the spirit, the body is nothing but lump of matter. That you can, the spirit is there, the matter is there, but we are so dull, we do not understand what is that spirit. That is the difficulty of the modern society. This is the most important thing. Without the spirit, the body cannot move. They are daily experiencing that without spirit, the body is nothing, decomposed matter. But still, they are simply licking up that decomposed matter without taking care of the spiritual. This is the most defective position of the modern society. So it is not a Hindu religion or Christian religion, it is a science to understand.
If a sufficient number of people could take care of their spirits, could achieve an understanding of spiritual equality and so forth, do you think that that would solve, say, for instance...
It is not possible that, because at the present moment, the number of educated persons, there are many. Many PhDs, GSCs, but nobody understands it. See, you cannot expect a fair number of persons understanding. Biblically, it requires little higher brain. But even some percent of the population understands this philosophy, then there will be peace and prosperity. Not that everyone, just like in my body, not that every part of my body is brain. But if the brain is in order, there are other parts of the body will act nice. The leg is not brain, but if the brain is in order, the leg will move nicely. The difficulty is there is no brain. So without brain, without head, when the body moves, it is ghost. So it is ghostly civilization, all ghost. There is a kind of ghost, perhaps, you know, that without head. If a man is chopped off his head and if he has got attraction, then he becomes a ghost without head. At this present moment, all these so-called educated, civilized men are ghosts without him. You know this, there is some ghost without
him. I have heard about
him. No, in India they know. And I am describing the ghost. I'm a Bhagavad.
They're always depicted like that quite often in Europe because they used to have the guillotine chopping their head off.
A ghost without head, yes. There is a ghost. Like the present moment, without head, ghost. A civilization of ghost without brain. It is something revolutionary. Something revolutionary. But this is a fact.
Are you doing anything to try and contact people, the educated men, to...
Yes, many. Many educated men. They're coming, trying to understand. But it requires little brain. So-called educated with dull brain cannot understand. So to make their brain finer to understand, we are prohibiting four things. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. If one refrains from these four prohibited things, then he can develop his brain to understand. And if one indulges in these four things, his brain will never be able to understand. That is it. Just like a dog having sexual intercourse on the street. So if I request the dog that don't do this, it is not very good. You'll never understand.
What purpose does the chanting serve?
Cleansing. Mm-hmm. The brain cleansing so that one can understand. Tito Dharpanamar, cleanse. We have got so many dirty things within ourselves. By this chanting and following this regulative principle, it will be cleaned. Then, just like a mirror full of dust, you have to cleanse. Then you'll see your face very nice. So, this is the process of cleansing the mirror of heart. So when it is cleansed, then you can understand, yes, I'm not this body, I'm soul. My business is different. That is what. Therefore we are encouraging people to come here, chant, dance, and take prasad, a gradual process. They have come. In the beginning, I had no place to stay in. Now we have got hundreds of big, big palaces.
Is it that you seem to attract a large following of youth?
Because it is fact. It is not a bogus thing. It is not some imagination. By meditation you become God. We do not bluff like that. We give education, scientific education. The books are there. You will find this Bhagavad Gita, have you read ever? Here, how to understand God and myself, my relationship? There is no such thing that you sit down 15 minutes and you become God. There is no such bogus thing. It is science.
Okay, I think she was asking also, why are there so many young people? Why are so many young meditators?
Young, they are receptive, and another side is that in the Western countries, the younger generation, they are seeing that their father, grandfather are not happy. Is it not a fact? So they are trying to find out something where they will find happiness. As such, they go to so many samis and yogis who come from India. But there also they are frustrated. But here they are finding the real substance. That you can ask any one of them, they will explain how they have come.
So I can show you downstairs in our magazine. There's an article about our India, our program of visiting India. We have very beautiful centers. Mm-hmm. So India, it's not that because we're going to India, it's, therefore it's an Indian museum. Science, it's not 2 plus 2 is Indian or American.
I've asked everything I'm going to be able to think of. Thank you very much for the interview.
Yes, we have some.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.